This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, more ways to get to the very front of the gig. Also, can Welsh people hear Molly King? And both James and his fellow private investigator Jane are back with a fantastic story about toilets. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. You good today?
I am good, yeah. Final preparations, of course, for biggest weekend.
I bet you are well stressing about packing.
No, right. I haven't packed.
What do you mean?
No. It's just getting everything ready, getting stuff done, getting all sorted.
But
I'm not going to pack yet.
We're going to Wales tonight, Chris. We've got the show's from Cardiff tomorrow.
Do you know what I did do today, though? I did a power shop, right? Half an hour.
You bought new, didn't you?
Yeah. Straight, like, went in, two mannequins there. I was like, I'll have that one, and I'll have that, not the mannequins. Like, I'll wear the,
right.
You know, the outfits.
Now, do you remember last time this happened when you were like, that looks good on the mannequin?
Yep.
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
What happened there then?
Oh, that was, so I bought the roll neck from that. So that was before we interviewed Pink.
Looked good on the mannequin.
Looked great on the mannequin, yeah. But I think everything looks good on a mannequin, right?
It does.
Crazy, isn't it?
But then in the Pink picture, you've got your chain popping out there and you look like a nan.
Listen, all the Radio 1 DJs are going to be box fresh.
Yeah,
always.
Absolutely.
So it's only right. I know you're going to be there. You'll be wearing what you don't normally wear. Like, look at you right now, just casuals, right?
Right. I step it up for big weekend.
Of course you do.
Yeah. A brand new bomber is in my case.
Yeah, you'll spray me in the face with a load of, what do you call it, that tinted stuff that you do to suntan.
Funny you should say that.
What's that stuff?
Fake tan,
that's it.
Funny you should say that.
There it is.
Here it
There's
is.
That spray.
Yeah, intense.
That's what he does. Just before we're about to go on air, going to do anything,
or
any,
on
any
stage,
photos or anything.
Just whop it out.
Just let me spray you down there.
I'd like to spray you. Oh, no, but you quite like it now. You used to be all against it, and now you're like, spray me.
Scott Mills.
Thursday afternoon, and I'm pleased to welcome back not just James, the private investigator, but his female operative, Jane, the PI. Not her real name. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, thank you.
It feels like ages since we talked about the masquerade ball that you had to attend last time you were here, which wasn't a charity event, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Today you've got a story about going undercover, right?
Yeah, so a lot of our stories involve going undercover, and this is one of the least glamorous ones, I think. So the week before last, I told you about where I went to a high-class sort of charity event.
Yeah, all dressed up.
Yeah, ball gowns and tuxedos. This was not one of those events, was
okay.
it?
Okay, so it's not all glam, is it?
Absolutely not.
What have you got then?
So we were employed by the owner of a nightclub to see what was going on in the toilets of said club.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, a few dodgy things do go on in nightclub toilets.
Yes.
In order for us to go undercover, do you ever go into nightclubs and you know there's a guy or a girl working in the toilets that will give you like aftershave and you pay him a pound or something, they give you like
a
lollipop?
Freshen up.
Freshen up, man. That's the one.
Yeah.
So I was freshen up, man. And Jane was freshen up, lady.
So you're in the boys
in the same club.
And Jane's in the girls in the same club?
Yeah. It was amazing.
That's great.
All night, literally. Wow. We were there from 10 till like the sun came up the next day, and it was a very interesting insight into what goes on there.
It was a different type of job than what we're normally used to.
Did the manager have to sit you both down and say, right, our normal guys are going to take the day off, you two are going to go in, you're going to have to learn to sing some songs that are normally done in there about freshening up.
I don't think that happens anymore.
No,
100% happens.
I did it. I did 100%.
The 100%.
The
best one. I only pay if there's some songs being sung.
This says a lot about the kind of venues that Chris goes to.
I didn't do any singing.
Don't you know, freshen up. You've got to freshen up.
Did you do any of those?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I wish I'd had that one, though. I was just singing my own little generic in my own world. Freshen up, oh, fresh.
Yeah. How convincing.
It's when you're doing it over Drake and stuff like that. Whatever's being played, you've got to, you know, talk about the different products that you've got there and stuff like that.
So did you have it all? Did you have the chewing gum, the aftershave, the lollipops?
I had it all. I was even offering a mobile phone charging service.
That's great.
You have it all.
I just thought I'd be a little bit cheeky. Why not?
So how was it different, boys versus girls? Like, two different experiences, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I had a lot of crying. We had a whole hen party come in where the bride-to-be was very upset. And we had a lot of people being sick.
I shouldn't laugh, but there's always a girl crying.
There is, yeah.
We were texting, weren't we? So we were keeping... Obviously, we couldn't meet up with each other. So we were texting throughout the night, seeing how each other were going on, getting on.
Had a little competition going on as well, who could make the most tips.
The most tips.
Who did?
James.
Obviously.
Did you keep the soap hostage as well?
No.
Or were you generous with that?
No, I was very generous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you had tears and drama, didn't you? And I just had,
lads, wee.
Like, you know, I made so many best mates that night who Snapchatted me.
Yeah, yours was a bit better. I had to help a female wash her hair in the sink after she'd been sick.
Oh, lush.
But you're both there to do a job. Mm. That's the main thing, right? Absolutely. So in amongst all this drama, you're having to investigate what is going on.
Uh-huh. Also, here's my thing, right? Obviously, you have to remain anonymous because of your job. Uh-huh. What if loads of people are putting it on Snapchat? Obviously, they think you're a toilet attendant. So is that fine?
Well, yeah. This was a while ago. And if someone wants to go through their Snapchat and try and go through any time they've taken a photograph of a toilet attendant, then feel free.
Right.
But I was pretty confident this is not going to come back to me. But then again, I never thought I'd be on national radio. So
where is that?
Hiding in plain sight. That's what it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Scott Mills.
James and Jay in the PI are with us, just talking about when they were the freshen up guys in the toilets at a club. So, Jane, that's kind of on the least glam scale of jobs that you might get with James.
Yes, definitely.
Is there a most glamorous one, apart from the masquerade ball, which we heard about before? I say masquerade, weird, don't I? Masquerade.
Is it masquerade or masquerade?
Masquerade. Anyway, what's more glam than the toilet attendant?
We had a very nice job in a very posh hotel in London.
Oh.
Okay, what happened there?
It was a job where we had to chat up a target. Well, I had. James was in the background, listening in and watching me at all times.
Okay, well, so you're safe.
Is it chatting up a man at the bar?
It was, yes. I had to try and see if he would exchange phone numbers with me.
Okay.
But before we even got to that point, me and James were escorted off the premises.
Why?
They thought we were up to something, didn't they?
We've had an interesting experience in a hotel, haven't we, Scott?
What, that couple?
In a posh hotel. No, me and you were having a couple of drinks one night.
That man that came up.
And all of a sudden, this piece of paper got dropped in between me and Scott, but it was definitely in front of Scott. And then I turned around, I could just see this guy getting into a lift. And it said, me and my wife would like you to join us
in 212.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. So I was saying to Scott, go on. Go on, let's see what's actually happening there. But Scott refused to.
Yeah, that was an odd one. Of course I refused. One more question for you both while I have you both here. Uh-huh. Have either of you ever fancied one of your targets?
Not so much fancied, but when I've done some work on... Well, we've done some work on celebrity people, obviously. There's that sort of appealing bit there.
Right.
That novelty. But yeah, there's been a couple...
You get some good-looking targets sometimes, but you got to remember to stay professional.
Absolutely. Great, guys. Jane, do you think that you would come and see us again at some point with some more?
I would love to.
Excellent. What a team. James and Jane, the PI, everybody. Thank you, guys. James, we will see you next week.
Next week.
And remember...
Cheating doesn't take a day off.
Scott Mills.
Liam says, I watched Oasis at Nebworth. A guy came through us in a full leg plaster on crutches, parted for him, the whole crowd parts for him, till he reached the front. Then the cast and both crutches get launched into the air. All the tears rolling down your face. How did you get to the front? More at 3:10.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I just keep getting little twinges for the biggest weekend. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's nearly here.
I keep remembering that it's on. I'm like, ah! Okay, Molly King. One of the new members of the Radio 1 family will be with us in Swansea. Yes, Moll. I'm looking forward to spending some time with Molly.
Yeah, well, that's the other nice thing about Biggest Weekend, isn't it? Especially with maybe new people who are here at Radio 1, we can sort of test them out a little bit, see what they're really like. Because here, it's all very nice and lovely. It's all like, oh, hi,
darling,
hi, Molly, Scott,
hi.
Yes, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
It's like that. But then... when you're actually staying together and stuff, that's when we really see people.
Right, it's like a school trip. And I've only ever seen Molly in an interview kind of situation, you see, when I've been interviewing when she was in the Saturdays.
Yeah.
But I think there might be a slight problem, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute, with Molly in Swansea. It's nothing particularly to worry about.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe it is. I'll tell you in a minute.
Scott Mills.
I'm slightly concerned about this weekend.
Why?
Because I know a lot of people in Wales.
Mm.
I'm concerned about Molly King.
Oh, what, the Saturdays didn't ever do that well in Wales?
Or? No, not that. It's just, I mean, we all love Molly, but the Welsh just don't understand her.
For what reason?
It's just a fraction too posh. A
touch over the line, is it, on the
it
poshness?
Is. They're like, what?
Too posh for Wales?
What?
Eh?
Like, when, like, so what do you hear here?
Oh, come on.
Well, I hear Molly saying, oh, come on.
Right, and what do you hear here?
Gosh, Matt, throw me under the bus.
Was I hear posh? Some posh noise. Yeah.
Right, yeah, but was that too posh even for you?
No, well, no, that wasn't. It went quite quick.
What did she say?
Gosh, Matt, throw me under the bus.
Gosh, Matt, I'm on a bus.
No, see, that was even too posh for you to understand. So imagine if you were from Wales.
Right, right. Okay. So you're concerned.
She said, "Gosh, Matt, throw me under the bus." And this is a concern because Molly is going to her first biggest weekend this weekend in Swansea, and the trouble is, when she's speaking, we hear, oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Matt.
This is what the Welsh hear. They literally can't hear it.
Cos too posh.
Right.
Interesting point, this, because I guess when she was performing with the Saturdays, and I assume she has done plenty of times in Wales, she didn't have to talk that much. It was all songs.
True, but in her singing bits, it was just
that.
Oh,
it was even in the songs as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were told this by someone from Wales?
Yes, on good authority.
Right.
So back in the day, if you ever went to a Saturdays gig in, let's say, Clethley, right?
Yeah.
This is what you would hear. Apparently true. So if you are Welsh right now, you won't be able to hear this next bit.
Oh, come on, Matt.
See, we all heard, oh, come on, Matt.
Yeah.
But in Wales, I believe that you just hear like a kind of white noise.
Yeah.
Let me know if you are in Wales at the moment. Let me know what you heard there.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Did you hear that at all? 81199. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
See, that's interesting. Someone can hear it loud and clear, but they're in Penarth, which is quite posh.
Right. Well, I'm pleased you're explaining this to me.
Yeah, Lawrence is in Llantrisson. Couldn't hear a thing. Michelle from Swansea, it was just noise.
It's interesting, isn't it? It does seem hit or miss as to whether people hear it or not.
Someone heard Yanni, so... I mean,
yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Hello, Emma.
Hello. Hi, Scott.
Did you hear any Molly King just then?
I heard the odd word, but it just sounded a bit like glitchy, like a white noise machine.
Right, kind of like... Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, exactly that.
Was it that?
Yeah, yeah. Was that her?
No,
well,
how about
we play you without any kind of music in the background or anything like that, just some straight up Molly.
Yeah.
And we'll see if you can... Well, just tell us what she says here.
Yeah, okay? See what you can hear here, all right?
So this is her talking on Radio 1.
What was that then?
That hurt. That just hurts my ears. It's just white noise, like a TV that's broken.
Oh, you just played Molly to you?
That's been quite funny.
No, I can't. Well, okay. It hurts.
Let me try one more. What are you hearing now?
Nothing.
What, just the noise again, was it?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
That's incredible, right?
Scott Mills.
Maybe a little bit small-minded of me, assuming all Welsh people aren't going to understand posh people. I'm sorry, Wales. The last thing I want to do is be unwelcomed this weekend, and generally, because I love you. And Molly King, also, I love you. I'm looking forward to a warm beer with you in Swansea.
Well, especially as well, you're...
Well, I love Molly, you know that.
You're, like, in-laws are now... You're part of the Welsh family, aren't you?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I was just trying to, make a Yanni or Laurel style skit there, but it didn't go as well as planned.
So, apology.
I do apologise to both Molly, who I love a lot, and Wales, who I love also very dearly.
Scott Mills.
Very excited because today Greg James on his show has the cast of Queer Eye coming in. Like, best show on TV. Have you seen it yet?
I've not seen it, but I've seen the hype. You love it.
It's on the Wetflix, and it's just a real nice, like, feel-good show, you know? They just turn people's lives around. They give them, like, food advice, fashion advice. Literally, all the boys just turn up in a big van, and they just transform people's lives.
Mm.
It's a great show. So, Greg has the cast of Queer Eye on his show at 5 p.m. tonight. This could be a slight problem, I feel, because I know that Grimmy really wanted them on his breakfast show, and it looks that Greg's
got them.
Yeah, it looks like Greg's won that one.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Matt in Swansea.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad at all.
Is there a buzz in Swansea for our arrival?
Absolutely buzzing. I've just been down to the Radio 1 Academy in the Grand Theatre and just saw Grimmy and Sigrid live. It was amazing.
Oh, you saw Sigrid live. I'm so jealous. I've never actually done that myself. I will at the weekend, but was it good?
Absolutely amazing. She is so lovely.
She is amazing.
She's the best.
I love her.
Okay, so Swansea is buzzing. Is it true that you tried to get a selfie with me yesterday?
Well, no, I tried to kind of come and feed you and the guys. I mean, I did get a selfie with you last year.
Okay.
You were warming Jess Glynn up. I mean, not warming her up, like warming...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Got you.
Like,
you know.
Gig-wise.
Was that Parky Scarlett?
Yes. And I called you from the back of the stage and you were like, don't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah, because we were really fending people off.
Oh, secret selfies, is it? You and Matt there. Oh, right, okay.
What do you mean you were trying to feed us yesterday?
Well, I work in a really famous chicken shop.
Right. Oh, I see. Oh, that's kind of you. We weren't there yesterday. We were the day before. I thought you might have thought you'd seen me because I do have one of them faces. I look like a lot of people, including Katy Perry with that makeup.
Ellen DeGeneres. I love that there's a buzz about Swansea at the moment. When we turned up at the hotel the other day when we were in Swansea, the lady behind reception, she didn't want us to see that she was doing it because as soon as she looked up and saw it was us, she put them away. But she was making the signs for Biggest Weekend. Oh. She was colouring them in.
Handmade
signs. Like parking. For Biggest Weekend, like it's, and I love that. I love seeing it all come together like
really
this.
Really, so cute. I was like, "Are we doing a bit of colouring in there? Are you?"
See now, it's crazy, Daniel.
Now I've said that I look like Ellen DeGeneres. You're going to think that now, Matt, all the time if I see you at the weekend.
100%.
You're going to be at Biggest Weekend, are you?
I'm there both days.
Someone's doing well. How did you do that?
Well, I started work really early one morning and I had two laptops out, two PCs out, two phones out.
Yes.
And I got Saturday tickets in one PC, Sunday tickets in the other PC, and then my friend got Saturday tickets and she got Sunday tickets and then it was sold out.
It's Swansea Mission Control.
I actually can't wait. Swansea, it's going to be amazing.
Okay, Chris, you go first today.
All right, my banger choice today. It's a proper banger. Let's do this, people. This is Ja Rule, Living It Up.
That's good, isn't it? Okay, I've gone different, but this is a tune. Yes.
Wow.
Stushy, Black Heart, come on.
Stushy.
Scott, what have you done?
This is a tune, Matt. What are you on about?
When did you pick this? Like, what set of circumstances?
It's different.
What were you doing to this song when you...
Chorus.
Oh.
Matt, stop making unappreciative noise.
It's just... What a weird set of circumstances. Like,
why?
Oh, it's your choice, I guess.
All right, I'll just
normally,
go then.
Normally go with Scott.
Yeah, all right, bye then.
No, but I do like that choice, and I think Swansea might appreciate a bit of that today. But
come on.
Bye then, Matt.
Chris's choice, I think, has got the vibe Swansea's going to be one in today.
Just get on with it.
Leading up to the weekend.
Yeah. What's your choice?
Matt representing Swansea. Well, what is your choice?
If I choose Chris, will you still be my friend, Scott?
No.
Also, you'll have to delete the selfie that you had with Scott. You'll have to delete.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we'll make sure that happens. You'll have to delete it.
He did actually retweet it, then he deleted the retweet. Which I found quite offensive.
That's quite offensive.
Deleted the retweet, Scott.
I don't know why I would have done that.
Rest assured,
I'll be doing it again if you don't choose Stushy. What is
it? I'm going to go with it. Drum roll. I'm going to go with Chris.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast and it is called Unexpected Fluids.
It's about embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways.
My name is Chidera and I'm also a squirter.
Hey!
Yes, sex going every way.
I did actually once get electrocuted. My foof has never been the same since.
It's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed, whatever you're into.
We're not here to judge.
It's moist, it's messy, and you're definitely going to need a wet wipe.
But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted.
It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
What I do. And all my ladies that be giving it up on.
What?
Come on, we get loud. Come on, we get right.
my time. Woo, baby. Yeah. Do a roll.
Oh, this is good, isn't it? Ja Rule.
Low-key.
Chris wins bangers today. I tried with Stishy, but Matt in Swansea wasn't having it. I think that's an underrated song. But it's definitely their best work.
An odd choice.
And also, you've got to ask yourself a question. Has your song, Ja Rule, Living It Up, has it ever been sung by Gail Platt on Coronation Street? And the answer is no.
Daddy, I'm falling for a monster. He's got a black heart.
That happened.
Scott Mills.
Getting to the front of a gig. It's harder than you think. Hey, Zoe.
Hi there.
How did you get to the front of the gig?
So they were giving away free chocolate at a stall right at the end of the day.
Where was this?
This was at V-Fest.
And what year?
Last year, so 2017.
Okay, so there's free chocolates being given out?
They were giving them away throughout the day.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because I got there 5 minutes to the end, they basically just gave us handfuls of all these different types of chocolate.
That's so good. I love that when that happens. Occasionally happens at the station that I go into in the morning. They're handing out some free things, but sometimes they're so loose with how many they're handing out. And like you can go from one entrance to the other entrance. And
scoop
like,
it all up.
I bring them in for the team.
I know. I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. And my pockets were just full of this chocolate. So you can imagine with my anorak on, just sort of like walking through the crowd.
Weren't they melted?
They had started melting because it was one of these really hot days last year. So I did kind of want to get rid of them anyway, but didn't really know how.
Okay, so you bribed your way to the front, but with chocolates.
Yeah, well, it was pink, and she was like my childhood hero. So I sort of, I did the whole, oh, my friend's at the front, I need to get through, and people weren't having it.
Right.
So I remember I had the chocolate in my pocket, whipped out this chocolate, and as you can imagine, people were like, oh, yeah, because they've been standing there for a while. They wanted some food or something to, like, keep them going. And I managed to get pretty close to the front, to be honest.
That's so good. Have my half-melted Snickers and let me through, please.
Yeah, exactly. People loved it. I was quite surprised. I felt like a genius, really.
Yeah, because people want to block you moving to the front. They can get very angry, but a small little bribe completely changes the game.
A gift is a great idea.
Yeah.
Other people were like, oh, she's got chocolate. And I was like, yeah.
Well, I want to try some kind of experiment over the weekend. We should try this.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get my way to the front somehow. And we should have a competition.
I'm saying if you've got like a tin of chocolates, but like something from Christmas.
Taking a full-on Christmas chocolate tin.
All right, but like a box of
Wellabrations,
that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I reckon you'll get to the front quicker.
Okay.
But let's definitely test this all out.
When we get to Wales, I'm going to buy a box and I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
Bribe my way to the front.
Don't take sweets from strangers, everyone.
Right.
It works. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks very much, Zoe, for a great idea. I'm going to use it in Swansea.
Thank you. See you.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Disciples coming up in Sigrid. I'm Scott Mills. James, you got to the front of the gig. What did you do?
Well, basically, someone handed me a sausage and I decided to go through the crowd saying that I'm going to throw it on stage. And then people just moved out of the road and I won the raw sausage on stage.
Why did someone have a sausage in the first place?
I don't know why someone had the sausage, but someone just handed it to me and I just thought it would be a good idea to get to the front by
straight up,
on.
Straight up raw sausage.
What, so hang on, are you carrying the sausage through the crowd to try and get to the front or what?
Yeah, I was holding the sausage, wiggling about, saying that I was going to go to the front and throw it on stage.
Right.
All right, so sausage in hand, hand above head, and you're using that to move through the crowd. What were you shouting at people?
I'm going to throw a sausage.
Right.
Right, and this works.
Can I just say, you should not throw things on stage.
Yeah.
Definitely not. No, it was a bit stupid.
Yeah.
So you got to the front, and at that point, I assume you just wanted to put your sausage away and enjoy the gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, well, I'm going to throw it. You were caught in the moment, to be fair, but it's something I wouldn't advise. And who was on stage at the time when the sausage throwing occurred?
Duke Dumont was playing.
Oh, not Duke Dumont. He's such a nice guy as well.
Yeah.
And he threw the sausage.
Threw the sausage and landed on the stage.
Where did it land?
On the stage.
Right. Not on him?
No.
No.
How far away from Duke Dumont?
I'm not sure, but it was quite far.
Right. Yeah, well, you're a rubbish aim.
From his point of view, though, as well, I'd be looking at that, wondering, why on earth has someone thrown a sausage? Do you know what I mean? Because you always try and read into what it is. Mm. It's not like someone throwing some knickers. But what I'm trying to get at is you'd look at the sausage and think it's some kind of message, wouldn't you?
You would. You'd be suspicious.
What's going on there?
Yeah, definitely.
That's an actual sausage, I think.
Yeah.
Don't throw things at gigs, though, please, kids.
Yeah, definitely not.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, use the sausage to get to the front if you want.
Yeah, but then don't throw. You regret this now, don't you?
Well, I got to the front of the gig, so it wasn't too bad.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.